Are you ready to get revved up? Are you ready for some more common sense, positive information with Mike Spillman's Future You University? Strap yourself in and let's get started. Here's your host, Mike Spillman.
All right, welcome to another episode of Mike Spillman's Future You University, where we believe that your greatest education takes place on the campus of your mind. Also believe as long as there is breath, there is hope. Friend, whatever you do, please don't ever forget that fact and that promise. I just recently did my last podcast I did on that topic. If you've not had a chance to listen to that, I tell you, it's important for you to go back and listen to that, because even if you're doing great right now, the time may come where you really struggle because things may seem just impossible to overcome. As long as there is breath, there is hope. As long as you're alive and you're breathing, you have the opportunity today to begin the process of turning things around. Thank you for joining me again today. This is your host, Mike Spillman. If you would, before we get started with today's discussion, I'm just going to go to God and ask Him to bless our time together. Father, thank you for today, for the opportunity that I have with whoever is listening. Again, I don't know who they are, don't know where they live, where they are on this globe, don't even know where in the space of time that they're even listening to this podcast. But God, I ask that you help them to understand that they are not here by accident, that they are here for a reason and a purpose. God, thank you for the opportunity to be used by you to meet this person where they are, and to be able to share some information, God, that will connect with them and help them in some way with what it is that they seek today. Thank you, Father, for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you promised to do. In the power of the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, I pray, amen. Welcome to another short edition of Mike Spillman's Future You University. As I sit here working on some items that I am kind of lost with, right? So I'm 64 years old. Now, several years ago, when I would work on things or discover new things that needed, you know, websites or different things like that, I would invest the time and figure it out and spend a lot of time learning all of these techniques. That's been a while ago. Now, I'll be honest with you, I'm at the point to where a lot of things have kind of passed me by, you know, tech-wise, and I really don't have the desire anymore to spend that much time and effort learning these new things, right? How many of you can relate to that? And so, you know, here I am. I'm a low-tech guy. I'm trying to increase some things as far as improve in some areas. And I am finding out that, whoo, buddy, I've got some stuff to do to catch up on a lot of stuff. And that's going to require some help. But here's the thing I want to share with you today is anytime that you decide and you desire to improve your life in any way, there are going to be obstacles that are going to arise that may cause you to stop and say, I give up, wave that white flag, right? Now, you can believe whatever you want to believe. I'm a Christian. I believe in God. And I know and believe for a fact from my study of the Bible is that for a lot of us, what that is, that's the devil. He just wants to stop you in your tracks. But there's just a lot of people, too, that don't want to see you succeed, because what it does, it causes them to ask themselves and reflect on themselves as, why am I not doing the same thing? Whatever it is, there's lots of reasons many times that we could use. And I said this not too long ago, excuses disguised as reasons that we could just stop and give up. I'm not going to do that. And I want to encourage and challenge you not to do that as well in your life, no matter what it is. Yeah, it's kind of daunting for me right now. I know I've got to get a lot of help, or I have to get a lot of help in those areas. But I'm going to do what I need to do so that I can actually move forward with the things that I desire in and for my life. So just a simple message to you. I'd love to hear your comments. If you're watching this on YouTube, I'd love to hear your comments down below. If you are watching this some other way, anyway, you can look up there in the corner. I've got my name, got my email address, mike@futureuuniversity.com. Love to get some feedback from you. Love to hear from you. But until then, I want to encourage you to have a blessed day by being a blessing in somebody's day. And whatever you do, I want to encourage you to be sure to make it an awesome day, because, hey, who else is going to do it for you? Here's your answer. Absolutely nobody. Take care. See you later.